This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the COVID-19 pandemic was far from over, and he urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, Tedros said he believes the right political will and incentives would help end the pandemic. British government regulators have authorized another coronavirus vaccine for use amid concerns about rising COVID-19 cases. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
The Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the single-dose vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson has met the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness. The regulator says the vaccine developed by J&J subsidiary Janssen has been shown to be 67% effective overall in preventing COVID-19 infection and 85% effective in preventing severe disease or hospitalization. It can be stored at refrigerator temperatures, making it ideal for distribution to places such as care homes. The green light takes the number of vaccines in Britain's armory to four. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden started the U.S. Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in Northern Virginia as the state lifted all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy. Biden sought to use the stop Friday at Sport Rock Climbing Centers, an 18,000 square foot space of climbing and bouldering walls, a gym and yoga studios, to celebrate progress made as the country looks to turn the corner on the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 593,000 Americans and 3.5 million people worldwide. This is VOA News. While many Americans are itching to take vacation, a labor shortage is hitting the nation's tourist destinations and threatening to derail the travel industry's recovery. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
More than half of American adults are vaccinated and many are ready to travel. AAA forecasts that 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home over the upcoming holiday weekend. That's a 60% increase over last year, but 6 million fewer travelers than in 2019. Airline executives say domestic air travel is back to pre-pandemic levels. But if you're planning to rent a car at the airport this weekend, you might be out of luck. Rental cars are in short supply and the average cost is roughly doubled. There's a severe shortage of workers in the hospitality industry. Lifeguards, hotel housekeepers, and bartenders are in short supply. Travelers are advised to pack their patience and not be surprised to find limited hours and streamlined menus. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warmly welcomed his counterpart from Belarus for talks Friday on forging closer ties in Minsk's bruising showdown with the European Union over the diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has found himself increasingly isolated since flight controllers told the crew of the Ryanair plane to land in Minsk on Sunday, citing an alleged bomb threat. No bomb was found, but 26-year-old journalist Roman Protasevich was arrested along with his Russian girlfriend. EU leaders denounced it as air piracy and responded by barring Belarusian carriers from the bloc's airspace and airports and advising European airlines to skirt Belarus. The head of the World Health Organization acknowledged the UN Health Agency's response to sexual abuse allegations involving employees who worked in Congo during an Ebola outbreak was slow, following an Associated Press investigation that found senior WHO management knew of multiple cases of misconduct. As the WHO's highest decision-making body meets this week, countries were tackling subjects like how to reform the UN Health Agency's emergencies program after its missteps in responding to the coronavirus pandemic. Despite claims by both Ethiopia and Eritrea that they are leaving, Eritrean soldiers are in fact more firmly entrenched than ever in neighboring Tigray, where they are brutally gang-raping women, killing civilians, looting hospitals, and blocking food and medical aid. That's according to the Associated Press. Multiple witnesses, survivors of rape officials, and aid workers said Eritrean soldiers have been spotted far from the border in Ethiopia, deep in eastern and even southern Tigray, sometimes clad in faded Ethiopian army fatigues. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.